Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Bryce Casey is with us this morning. We're going to talk about, circumstances involving a member of his family and some of the work that they're doing to help other families as well. Bryce, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. I know you and your family have a golf benefit you're working on at the Griswold Golf and Country Club, not too far down the road here on July 11th. It's an opportunity to raise some funds for a cause, but also to raise awareness too. Your brother, Trent, was diagnosed, I'll let you tell the story. He was diagnosed not too long ago and has gone through a process, and it's been good so far, correct?
It's been having some ups and turns. It's like if you've had anybody that's really had to deal with any type of cancer, okay, you're always going to have your ups and downs. March of last year, my brother got diagnosed with leukemia, and basically, like I said, caught us off guard, and just the timing by itself between that and with COVID and everything like that. So when he got diagnosed, the first thing that we wanted to do was try to start some type of fundraiser. So we started a golf tournament. What we didn't know was how close we almost lost my brother. Took a really bad turn. He had himself a infection that, if you know anything about cancer and chemo, it takes away all your white blood cells. And we almost lost him. So like I said, thank God we did what we could to raise some money for him so, again, he could stay home and try to get better. And we honestly thought we had got rid of it. Like I said, we tried. We thought we had to get rid of it. But just this May, it came back. And this time it came back with a vengeance. Actually, part of his liver was going down too. So it's not only just the leukemia came back, but the liver now is kind of hurting. So now kind of a double-edged sword right there.
Yeah, so it really has been an up-and-down process.
Oh, yeah.
You never let your guard down, things like this. Was that adventure last year, was that made more difficult because of the circumstances with COVID?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, before everything shut down is when it happened. So, like I said, we were visiting family members every day. We were visiting people. And it just so happens, right when we almost lost them, the hospital shut us out. Which, again, it's not their fault, right, understanding that completely, but it was just one of those things that, I mean, knowing that we didn't have family members there, from his wife, Pam, to any of our siblings, was just kind of hard. And, you know, you expect to see him there, and you just couldn't actually go in the building. So, yeah, it was really tough on him and all of us. So.
And he has a family.
Oh, yeah.
Not just brothers and sisters, but he's got his own family.
Absolutely. He has his lovely wife, Pam. They've been together since high school. Griswold graduates, both of them. Pam was 96 and Trent was 98. Hopefully my math's right on that one. Don't count on that one. But they're married. They have their older son, Trevor, who just graduated. Riley, who just got done with driver's ed. So kudos to her on that. And then little TJ is their youngest. So, yeah, family of three. So that's trying to explain some of that stuff to them has always been a fun challenge. So
how have they handled this whole process?
Honestly, pretty good. Like I said, it was one of those times where, like I said, they're that close from losing their dad. So just trying to live through that one. But like I said, just thankful that I have family members. He lives right by my other brother, Troy. So he's been there to help him out. The community of Trainer, Atlantic, Griswold, all have been supportive, from like bringing them food, from the donations we've been getting from this golf tournament. I say golf tournament, I mean golf outing.
Sure.
Absolutely.
It's a benefit. It's an opportunity to get together, to gather, to learn more, to raise some funds, and have some fun, too, during the day, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And, these are difficult things to go through, but it's also a spirit lifter for the family.
Oh, yeah. Just like I said, the time to gather around, get the family together. Cause like I said, right when we found out, those things came to be, and you know, those times that you just want to cherish that family time, nothing has been more cherished than the family time we've had now. Like I said, it's when you're almost this close to losing a relative, like any type of family, like we had Father's Day, we brought everyone together. We had all these holidays, got together, and especially with COVID blocking that, like I said, the last how many months, has been fantastic for family time and unity like that.
Yeah, you start to really appreciate the time you have and the opportunities you have to get together.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of I got some notes here from the Iowa Marrow Donor Program as well.
Yep.
And I assume that their interest in this is because you had some help through this program.
Yes, my brother needed a bone marrow transplant. And to get a perfect match, me and my siblings, we all went through BeTheMatch.com. It's basically they're trying to match up bone marrow to the people that need it. I think bone marrow and blood. It just so happened, which is strange, because none of us were actually a perfect match. We're six of us. None of us were the match. So what we did was we put a call in the BeTheMatch.com. Went and found us donors. If you don't know what BeTheMatch.com, it's a nonprofit organization that really helps out. And I think when we found a match relatively quick, and we needed that match because, again, the second time took care of all the bone marrow. We had to get rid of all that and replace it. So, again, having that 100% match was wonderful. So, again, we like to thank BeTheMatch.com for the help. And like I said, anything we can do to help them out. Because, like I said, me and my brothers, my sisters, all are on this one just because of what they did. Like I said, helping anyone out in this time, especially now that we know what it feels like, is absolutely like a fantastic thing.
And you've all been through this process now, so you're on the list.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, just to know how much of a relief it was within a week to find out that there was a match for my brother was, like I said, a ton of bricks lifted off the bag.
Blood donations and things we're pretty familiar with. We understand those. But bone marrow donations, not probably quite so much. Did you get quite an education about this?
Yeah, we did. Like I said, it's the amazing thing about like new technology and tech, like Snapchat and things like that. We actually got to see the transplant go through. So we got to see eyewitness from that bone marrow being transferred from like the bags that they come in, kind of like what you see in the blood bags, mm-hmm. but go through his veins and get to his bone that way. So like I said, it's been a relatively education. But I will say this one, thank you to my sister, Angie, Dr. Wepler, you might know, because she's there to explain all that stuff for me. My social study degree does not match her doctorate by no means when it comes to stuff like that.
The medical degree comes in handy for this too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that one of the reasons why people don't, you know, really do much about this? Just because of the unknown? They're just not that familiar with it?
I would say so. Just kind of like the being educated, or maybe it didn't even affect them or affect anyone that they know. And that's some of the reasons why. And like I said, I'll be honest with you, I donated blood when I was in high school to get out of Mrs. Brown's class. Like I said, it's one of those things that you don't really think about it, but when it affects someone that you love or right. anything like that, I mean, you're kind of forced into education. Yeah. So like I said, being here right now, if it informs them to have people register at BeTheMatch.com, would be awesome.
How difficult is that process?
Not really that difficult. Like I said, a little tongue swab, things like that will get you in the process. And like I said, it's relatively easy to get on there, which is a good thing.
And immediately can save a life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like in within a week, they get the match. Within that week, the donator, which again, we don't get to know the name till a year if he decides to share the name. Within that week, he got the bone marrow and he just got the transplant 2 days ago.
Wow.
So like I said, it's going fast, which is awesome.
All right. So far, so good.
Oh, yeah.
This go around and hopefully the last go around.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for right now, we want to raise the awareness. If folks want to do something along this lines, be the match, want to get involved in the donor programs, or if they just want to come and be supportive and maybe help out with some of the funds. This is all costly, of course. You've got the golf benefit coming up here very quickly. Tell them about the details.
Absolutely. It is hashtag Casey Strong golf tournament that we're doing. It is the 11th of July. It is on a Sunday. We kind of planned it around the Grizzled Reunion, which is the 10th. So we're hoping to get some Grizzled support, some Atlantic, really anyone from Southwest Iowa. Because if you know the Caseys, we are all from Southwest Iowa. So, yeah, we're hoping to get some support there. So we have a couple teams. I think we have, right as of now, 4 teams available. But we have an auction actually going to happen at 3:30. Where we're going to auction off from local businesses, from really local, a whole lot of our friends. Example, we got Napa from Atlantic. The Slakes decided to sponsor a hole, which we thank them a lot. McAtee Tires just gave us gift certificates to go ahead and use for this thing. So again, local businesses, Dusty's, if you ever ate at Dusty's, they gave us some gift certificates to auction off. So a whole lot of people. And just to show you the kind of person my brother is, first people that were donating, he's a postal worker over in Council Bluffs, were the people on his route. We had several of them come to us and donate. So one of his people worked at Jack Leagues Jerky. First thing we got, 10 boxes of Jack Leagues Jerky. So if you like jerky, you come on 3:30, we'll have plenty of jerky to bid on. Awesome. And who doesn't love jerky?
Absolutely. So opportunity to do the auction thing too. Will they be able to learn more that day too about possibly being involved in the donor programs?
Absolutely. We'll have a station. We'll have a computer with my sister. Again, the one that's the doctor who knows all this stuff. But she's there to educate as much as she can to register the people to the BeTheMatch.com. And like I said, we'll have even the scan codes and everything like that for you to register as quick as you can. It's on your phone. It's on any smartphone you can get. And like I said, it's relatively painless.
Very good. So, well, that's awesome. We appreciate you stopping by here today. Talk a little bit about this. I wish we didn't have to have this discussion, but maybe we won't have to down the road. We'll see how things play through. And we wish the best for you and your family. I hope you have a great event coming up here soon.
Well, fantastic. And good use of the play through, by the way.